Friends, we have made it to the final parsha in the Torah. Having concluded his final push, Moshe devotes his final moments to blessing the people, realizing this was his final opportunity to do so. V'zot ha-bracha, this is the blessing with which Moshe, the man of God, blessed the Israelites just before his death. He said, "See how worthy this people is of Hashem's blessing. When they were about to be given the Torah, Hashem's presence came from Mount Sinai to meet them as a groom goes to meet his bride. He shone forth to them at Mount Sinai after having come from Mount Seir, where he offered the Torah to the Edomites, the grandchildren of Esav. He appeared at Mount Sinai after having come from Mount Paran, where he offered the Torah to the Ishmaelites. Both of these people refused to accept it, whereas the Israelites accepted it joyfully. However, whereas a groom is customarily accompanied to his wedding by his entire entourage, Hashem came to his wedding canopy to meet his bride, the Jewish people, with only some of his holy myriad of angels, for this was more than enough to glorify the occasion. From his right hand, so to speak, he gave them the Torah, a law that pre-existed creation when it was written as black fire on white fire. Recalling the Torah's primordial state, Hashem gave them his law while speaking out of fire, enveloping Mount Sinai. Addressing Hashem as he continued to demonstrate how worthy the people were of being blessed, Moshe continued, "Indeed, you yourself showed extraordinary love for the tribes of Israel, Hashem, considering them individually as important as distinct nations. All your holy ones," meaning all the souls of all the Israelites, both before and after they enter physical bodies in this world, "are in your hand, in your safekeeping. The people are worthy of this love, for when you suspended Mount Sinai above them, threatening to crush them if they did not accept the Torah, they crowded at your feet under the mountain, willingly undertaking to bear the responsibility of fulfilling your commandments. Furthermore, they traveled through the desert in accordance with your instructions, no matter where you told them to go. And in the future, even when you will show favor to the Gentile nations, enabling them to subjugate and oppress the Jewish people, all your holy ones, the Jews, will remain in your hand, loyal to you and reliant on your protection. They will crowd at your feet, so to speak, taking refuge in your shadow and happily bearing the responsibility of fulfilling your utterances, your commandments." Now, Torah tziva lanu Moshe marasha kilat Yaakov, the Torah that Moshe commanded us, is the legacy of the congregation of Jacob. We took possession of it as a palpable inheritance that remains ours under all circumstances, so that we will never let go of it. Thus, you will always be king over Yeshurun, Hashem. Even when the totality of the people are gathered and the tribes of Israel are together, they remain united under your sovereignty rather than break up into factions. Consequently, they are worthy of your blessing. The inverse is also true. Hashem is king over your Sharun only when the totality of the people are gathered peacefully and the tribes of Israel are together without strife. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened a lot throughout history. But where there is dissension amongst them, it is clear they are not submitting to his sovereignty. Moshe then blessed each tribe individually, addressing to God his specific request for each one. Reuven, may the descendants of Reuven not bear collective onus for the sin of having meddled in his father's Jacob marital affairs, and thus be allowed to both live in this world and not die spiritually, be excluded from the afterlife. And may his people, his tribe, not be denationalized on account of that sin, but be counted amongst the number of the people of Israel. Concerning Yehuda, Moshe said, when Yehuda was trying to convince his father to let Benjamin accompany his brothers to Egypt, he vowed that if he would not bring Benjamin back alive, then he would die and he would forfeit his share in the afterlife. Even though Judah did indeed return Benjamin safely to Yaakov, his vow could not be annulled until it was possible for it to take effect, until he died. And since then, no one has thought of a legal argument that can annul his vow. We have therefore heard Judah's bones rolling around in his coffin all these years, indicating he had been denied entry into the afterlife. But it was Yehuda, by confessing his sin to Tamar as soon as he was confronted with his consequences, who inspired Reuven to confess his sin. So if Reuven has been granted entry into the afterlife, all the more so should the same privilege be granted to Yehuda. As soon as Moshe uttered this prayer, Yehuda's bones reassembled into a complete skeleton and were no longer heard rolling inside the coffin, indicating he had been admitted into the afterlife. Moshe further said, O Hashem, hearken to the voice to leaders of tribe of Yehuda when they pray to you in times of distress. This request was granted when Hashem answered the prayers of King David, Shlomo, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiah, the righteous kings. Bring their leader home to his people in peace. May his hands do battle successful for him, and may you be a help against his adversaries. This request was granted when Hashem assisted King Yehoshaphat in the battle of Ramot Gilad, as discussed in the book of Divrei HaYamim, Chronicles. Now, Moshe did not bless the tribe of Shimon explicitly because he felt that since they had played a leading role in the incident of Shittim, where they were immoral with the non-Jewish woman, they were less worthy to be blessed than the other tribe. Nevertheless, he implicitly included the tribe of Shimon in the blessing of Yehuda, in that the words Harkin, Shema, which open Yehuda's blessing, is the source of the name Shimon, Shema. This connection between these two tribes was later reflected the fact that the land inheritance of the tribe of Shimon was included in that of the tribe of Yehudah.